We're switching to the last part of the lesson, in which we will read from Kabbalah Matchil, page 140. This article is called "The Influence of the Environment on the Individual." Wait a minute, you can't hear him. Is he speaking through a microphone? I'm sorry, yes, go on. Alright, I'll repeat it again, sorry. Adhesion, Dvikut in real books, operates on us and brings us... Well, the purpose of the study is not the knowledge, but it is the Ratzon to bestow in our hearts. And this is the measurement of our levels. It's very hard to hear what they're saying. We're reading the Kabbalah Matchil, page 140. The name of the article is "The Influence of the Environment on the Individual." We know the rule, the abundant rule, that for a craftsman, it is not good to be when he comes among other craftsmen and learns from their acts. Meaning, if I am a shoemaker, when among other shoemakers who are not professionals, and they let one understand that it is not good to make good shoes, but just do it as it comes out, and it is not worthwhile to produce good shoes. Or a tailor, if it's a professional tailor, and he is among tailors who are not professional, then they let him understand that it is not worth it to make an effort and labor for the clothes to be tidy and neat and to fit its owner. So he must be careful to not be in contact with them. However, a construction worker who is among tailors cannot learn from their bad acts because they are not connected. Whereas within the same trade, every person must guard himself to be in contact only with pure-hearted people. According to the above, anyone that you think is a servant of the Creator, you should be careful and see if he's a good professional, meaning one who wants his work to be pure and clean, and that the intention will be for his name, or the inclination at least. Or at least, if one knows that he is not a good operator, he should be seeking advice how to be a good professional, and not just a worker who aims only for the reward. But a good craftsman means one who does not relate to the reward, but one who enjoys his work. For example, if the tailor fits completely its owner, that gives him greater spiritual joy than the money that he receives. Therefore, with people who are not from your own profession, it is okay if you are among them, because you are a construction worker and they are tailors. Whereas with people who study Torah but are not careful to have a fitting clothing, they only have ideas that are against the Torah, that are opposite to the rule, to the ideas of the Torah. And you must always keep your eyes open for that and stay away from these people at arm's length, which is not the case with ordinary people. Now he specifies all kinds of Orthodox people, schools in Israel, that you should be more or less careful with. That's why with Mizrahi people, that's a kind of school, if you have no connection, so you don't need that much guarding. For people of Agudat Israel, you need to be careful from. From people who are Hasidim, pious, you need a greater guard. And with people who are close to Baal HaSulam, to my father, Balasulam, you should keep your eyes wide open. The reason for it is, why in the world of Nikodim, Melech Da'at, which is the degree of Keter, which is the first Melech, king, during the breaking, fell lower than all other Melechim, kings. Because anyone who has a greater revute, although it is better when one has a Masach, when losing the Masach, it becomes the worst. That's why it fell lower than all other kings. And we can interpret these words. Those who follow the ways of the Creator have a double will to receive, both for corporeality and spirituality. That is why those who were close to Bala Sulam, when they leaned on him, they had a Masach and a Vyut. Now, when they have no one to submit to subdue before, and have no interest in creating a Masach, but their entire work is only to be great rabbis, then this is a Vyut, but without a Masach. So that's what comes out of them. And I suspect them in everything. And there's no one to hold them. I'm being brief because I don't want them in my thoughts. Because you know the rule, one is where one's thoughts are. And to understand it more clearly, I will give you a short example. It is known that each and every degree has an intermediate and in-between that consists of both degrees together. Between the steel and the vegetative, there's an intermediate called coral reef. Between the vegetative and the animate, there's the rocks of the field, which are animals that are connected by their navel to the earth and suck from there. Between the animate and the speaking, there's the monkey. So there's a question. What is the means, the intermediate between true and false? What is the point that consists of both together? Before I explain, I will add one more rule. It is known that it is impossible to see a small thing. However, a bigger thing is easier to see. Thus, when one has only a few lies, he cannot see the truth that he's taking a false path. But he says he's taking a true path. But there is no greater lie than that. The reason is because he doesn't have that many lies so as to see his true state. However, when one has acquired a great many lies, the lies have grown to such an extent that if one wants to see them, it is not possible. It turns out that now, meaning when one sees the falsehood, meaning that one has taken a false path, then one can see one's true state, meaning the truth in one's soul, how to mount the right track. It turns out that this point, which is a point of truth, that is taking the false path, is the means, is the intermediate between true and false. This is the bridge that connects between true and false. This point is the end of the lie, and from here on begins the path of truth. And thus we can understand that in order to attain Lishma, we must first understand, must first prepare the greatest Lo Lishma. And then we can come to Lishma. And by the same way, Lo Lishma is called false. Lishma is called truth. When the false is small, meaning when the mitzvot and the good deeds are few, we have a small Lo Lishma. And then he cannot see the truth. That is why he says that he's taking a good and true path, meaning that he's working Lishma. However, when practicing day and night the Torah, Lo Lishma, then one can see the truth, because the multiplication of lies create a big lie. And then one can really see that one is taking a false path. And then he begins to correct his ways. Meaning then he feels that everything he does is only lolishma. And from this point, passes to the path of truth, meaning lishma. And here, only at this point, begins the matter of from lolishma, one comes to lishma. However, before that, he thought he was working lishma. So how could he change his way and state? Therefore, if one is idle in the work, he cannot see the truth, that he is immersed in falsehood. But through working in the Torah a lot, in order to bring contentment to one's maker, we can see the truth that we are taking a false path, called lolishma. This is the middle point between true and false. That is why we have to strengthen ourselves on the way with great confidence that every day will be as new. That we have to renew our fundamental elements every time and march forward. Now I'll say goodbye. I hope you have a good day. Let's hope our scientist friends understand that all the assaults on us come from people who have no connection with the truth. And by awakening us, it is just they only make us have to open up the truth even more. And bring to a situation where they will be where everyone can see that they possess false ideas. We're not trying to harm anyone. We should always take a path. Everything has a time in the world until it is nullified by itself, until a time comes when it just disappears and decays. As Baala Sulam, we don't have to be like the world reformers, as Baala Sulam calls them, as people who want to ruin everything and clean up the area. But if it interrupts, it obstructs anyone, then we have to react and give true answers to everything that happens now. And by that, of course, we will also expose the nothingness of those who come against us. It's happened before in history. And I hope that where I'm defending my PhD in the philosophy department, that they understand that there's a difference between Spinoza and the Orthodox Jews who drove him out, but he still remained a philosopher with his ideas and respectable among philosophers and so on. So there are ideas to... there's a place for every idea. And they will accept our dissemination of Kabbalah to the world as a must thing and a positive thing. And will not be impressed with the slander of various Orthodox of all kinds who are afraid that the revelation of Kabbalah will ruin their business. We'll have to confront them. And that's, as Baala Sulam says, in exposing the evil, that will be their correction, and will have to write articles that I didn't think I would have to write to the press. So we'll have to bring out this rubbish and show how display its stench and filth. I want to say goodbye to you. Yes, Lord, you want to ask something? First, what did they say? And second, when are you defending? From 3 to 4, I'll be defending, maybe until 5, defending my thesis. And that's it. It's a formal thing, really. That if it weren't for the things that are coming out against me now, it would be an ordinary thing. But here, because there are external influences, not according to the spirit of philosophy, of free spirit that everything can express, but other calculations. So there are obstructions, but let's hope that at the same time the enemies will fall, will vanish from the earth. We must really be meriting things, greater things than we thought. And whenever we advance, we are given a chance to further corrections. So let's hope that in the evening we'll be in a clearer situation by evening. So be well, all of you. What I do here, I regard it as my mission on my behalf, on your behalf, on the behalf of the entire world group of Nebaruch. By that, we have to determine the place of Kabbalah among the teachings, and then we will rise upwards. So, be well and bye.
ממשיכים את השיעור, כן? נכון? אז קודם סנקה יגיד לנו